Nolte, Huge Majorities Reject Public School Controversies as Phony Issues. By John Nolte on October 28, 2021. Polling shows that, by a wide margin, people reject Barack Obama describing parental concerns with public school boards as fake outrage in a phony trumped-up culture war. In fact, the polling isn't even close. Rasmussen Reports, one of the most accurate pollsters of the last 20 years, did an online survey of 1,000 American adults and asked two key questions. The results would only surprise out-of-touch elites like Obama. How concerned are you that public schools may be promoting controversial beliefs and attitudes? A whopping 76% said they are very, 58%, and somewhat, 18%, concerned. Only 21% said they are not very, 15%, or not at all, 6%, concerned. Rasmussen then dug into the specifics and asked, should parents be concerned about transgenderism and critical race theory in public schools, or are these basically phony issues? A whopping 57% said parents should be concerned, while only 27% disagreed. And now you know why the obscenity we call public schools and the Biden administration have teamed up to treat concerned parents like domestic terrorists. Literally. Now you know why Democrats and their establishment media allies are aggressively trying to dismiss the rape and sodomizing of a 15-year-old girl at the hands of a transsexual boy who ran around in a skirt so he could gain access to a girl's bathroom in a Virginia high school, which is where the rape took place. This whole scandal, not just the transsexual rapist, but the very idea that schools are failing to teach basic education but still pushing sexuality and critical race theory on innocent and impressionistic kids, is a unifying issue across all races of Americans. Rasmussen writes, concern about public schools transcends racial divisions, with majorities of every category minus 77% of whites, 69% of blacks and 79% of other minorities, saying they're at least somewhat concerned that public schools may be promoting controversial beliefs and attitudes. Only 28% of whites, 23% of blacks and 25% of other minorities believe parental concerns about transgenderism and CRT in public schools are phony issues. Oh, gee, what a shock. Who would have ever guessed that parents would get angry upon discovering that their government-run school is sexualizing their kids, ignoring biology about sex, teaching voodoo about magically switching genders, allowing boys to share their daughter's bathroom, and spreading the poison that racism against white children is a good thing? Of course, all parents across all racial lines are upset. That's because, as fellow human beings and Americans, we have so much more in common than not. With their drag queen story hours, and allowing grown men into your daughter's locker room, and covering up rape, and their pornography in elementary and middle schools, their sexualization of prepubescence. The organized left is making its move to destroy your children, to turn them into unhappy deviants and neurotics riddled with emotional and psychological problems. Democrats are determined to destroy the fabric of society, the normal family with one mom and one dad. They are out to crush your children's souls and, by extension, empower and justify themselves. Just like the news media, American academia is a moral cancer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.